Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, this hour is going to go a little bit differently than we had first planned. Doug Kammerer is with us right now from Channel 4. Ben Standig will jump on with us after to talk about yesterday's game and look ahead to Buckskins on Sunday night. And we've got some other NFL playoff wildcard weekend conversations to have. But courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline, Doug Kammerer from Channel 4 is on with us to talk about the storm. So before we get to the rest of...
You can't go outside without your boots on.
Did you... Doug, you there?
Fine. Oh, Kevin, yep. I'm just telling my daughter she cannot go outside without boots on. And she's trying to go out in these little slippers to go...
Well, she'd be back in pretty quickly in the slippers.
I know. She's not... I raised these kids, and my 15-year-old daughter, not listening to me, find some boots.
You know...
Find them. You're not going outside like that. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing well. It reminds me that when I used to do the pregame show from the stadium, and I did it for many years, Doc, I've got three boys. Sometimes I'd have either one of them or all three of them there. And on real cold weather days, they weren't bundled up as Doc Walker would have preferred, a good father, to have them bundled up. And he would just absolutely lambast me on the air for being a negligent parent. He's like, your boys are running around with sweaters on. It's 12 degrees. I'm like, you know, they're tough. They can handle it. All right.
They're tough.
They can
handle it, and they don't listen to you anyway. So
yeah,
that's,
exactly.
You know, that's what it's about.
There comes a time when, trust me, the ship sails, and it doesn't matter what you tell them. All right. Before we get to what's next with sort of round two later on this afternoon, this evening, and tonight, has this performed as you expected, overperformed, underperformed?
So far, exactly as we expected. I thought I'd wake up this morning by 8, 9 o'clock, have 5 inches of snow on the ground, 5, 6 inches, and that's exactly what we've gotten. Some areas have seen upwards of 9 inches of snow down into St. Mary's County, Prince George's County, parts of Prince George's, parts of Montgomery, seen upwards of 8 inches of snow, and we're not done. You know, that's the big thing about this. You know, people are already like, oh, we're done. And, you know, we said on the air yesterday, don't think that we're done. You know, we've got another round of snow. That's my computer. We've got another round of snow that's going to come through a little bit later on this afternoon. We could pick up another 1 to 3 inches later this evening as well. And it could come down pretty heavily after about 4 o'clock.
Yeah, so it certainly looks like we've reached the edge of this first round. I mean, there are flurries and what have you, and maybe they'll be around. When does round two start? And that upper level low right now, radar-wise, Doug, looks pretty impressive.
Yeah, it really does. You know, this thing has been moving right on through the middle part of the country, right on into our area, and has put down another 1 to 3 inches of snow in behind it. So we've got a nice little break here. And I say a break, you know, there's still areas that are seeing snow coming down pretty good. Parts of Montgomery County, parts of Loudoun County right now, still seeing some snow coming down on a pretty good clip. And I think that's going to be the case right on through the rest of the evening. Some of us will be seeing snow. Others will, you know, see that lull. But then everybody gets back in on the action as we move on through the evening here.
So when does it redevelop, and how long does it stay kind of, you know, moderate to heavy at times? Is it going to be right through rush hour?
It will be. It'll really start again probably right around the 4 o'clock hour here. So we've got this little band right now. I'm looking at one of the latest computer models helping me out here. But we've got this little band right now, like I said, in Loudoun, Montgomery County. I'm actually hoping it comes back over my house because I'd love to see more snow. It's snowing right now outside. It's, you know, we got the snow. It's snowing lightly, but that's not going to really accumulate. It's going to come back in this evening, say around 5, 6 o'clock, and there could be some heavy snow in here maybe around 8, 9 o'clock tonight, and then it's out of here around 10 o'clock. So we've got quite a few more hours of snow to go. The bulk of the system is now out of here, but we will see another maybe 1 to 3 inches on the backside of this as this upper level area of low pressure spins on through.
We didn't get the insane rates that some of the, you know, some of the rapid models, the short-term models were kind of reflecting last night, 9, 10, 11 o'clock, did we? I mean, I saw
We actually had multiple hours of heavy snow at the airport with visibility down to a quarter mile. So we really did right around 4 or 5 a.m.
So, inch an hour, but not we. There was one, you know, I think the wrap had like up to 3 inches per hour at one point.
He's at Jim's neighborhood right now. Yeah, it did. And I'd be interested to see if anybody got that. I mean, I was looking at where St. Mary's County got 9 inches of snow. Wow. That's an area that I think, you know, may have seen those heavier snowfall rates. And I wouldn't be surprised if there were a couple of other areas as well where we thought that we would see a bullseye. We always knew there'd be a bullseye with some areas getting close to a foot of snow. And I still think that's gonna be the case as we move on through. Where that's going to be, probably to our south. That's what I always thought with this. Some of the models were trying to put it to the north. I always thought it would be south of D.C. because that's where your sleet rain line would be, or right. I'm sorry, sleet snow line would be. And a lot of times just north of that line is where you get some of the heaviest snowfall.
Second round tonight, all snow for everybody or any mixing issues?
There has been some mixing. I mean, even at the airport, we had some sleet for a little while. And that tends to happen when you have a little bit less falling from the sky. So if it's not falling heavily, sometimes you'll see that change over to sleet. But once it starts to fall a lot, then you see this going back over to snow. So that's what we have here. I'm actually watching NBC4 right now. My neighbor is actually on the air because we had a water main break on Wisconsin Avenue, and that water made its way right down into our neighborhood. And unfortunately for him, he's got 3 feet of water in his basement.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's no fun.
No, Wisconsin Avenue is shut down as a result of it. Our water is off here at our house. So we've got some, you know, big issues here in and around the Bethesda Chevy Chase area.
Talking to Doug Kammer from Channel 4, he is the best, and he roots for this like I do and many of you do. Love the big storm. You know, because I was texting with you last night after you got off the air. Doug was on the air right after the Vikings-Lions game last night, and it had just started. What's your favorite part of a big storm?
What I love to see, I love to look up into the lights and watch that snow coming down. I love to watch falling snow, and I love it when it's coming down at a really great rate. I mean, that to me is just like the best part of a storm. So I love the snow during the day. I think it's beautiful, but at night when you get the lights coming in and you see the flakes flying around the lights, and you can really tell the intensity of the rain as it's moving on in here. The snow, rather. That's what I love about these big storms. And then I'm a big kid, man, so I love getting out and shoveling. I've got to do some shoveling out there right now before I go into work here at around 1:30, 2 o'clock. And then I love doing some sledding as well. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to do any sledding today, but, you know, I think I'll definitely be getting out there probably tomorrow.
You made it back from Jacksonville. We had Doug on the show on Friday. He was driving back to Florida. Of course, he would have never missed this storm. Real quickly, because I know you're busy, and now you got a water main break in your area, but cold the rest of the week, and I don't know if you just looked at the latest 12Z GFS.
Yeah, but I'm looking at it right now, buddy, you know, because I knew that question was coming, and... I mean, goodness gracious. Let me just take off here. Here we go with, so we got 3.7, 4.1 potentially to take away. And that thing is giving us another 10-inch snowstorm, 6 to 10 inches. So, yeah, we're talking. Oh, I just saw our reporter get hit in the face with a snowball. Oh, right, now he's got hit in the face.
And
times.
That made you laugh. Of course it did.
I bet because he's put himself in this. He got hit 3 times. In the face, you got to cover up, man. You got to cover when you.
Yeah, you got. There's a defensive posture that you have to be in, unless you're going to go straight Dwight Schrute and just start attacking, Jim. But yes, for those of you, I mean, we got to get through this one. But yeah. Some of the models are showing a massive, just East Coast. By the way, this would be DC through Boston. For the weekend. Yeah. And by the way, Baltimore plays a Saturday night playoff game at home.
Exactly. And this would be Saturday that this happens. I mean, somebody else asked me about that today. This would definitely be Saturday night that this happens. So if this was to happen in Baltimore, they'd be playing not only in the cold, but it would be bad snow coming down if the GFS is right. Now, you think about this. Here we are Monday. This storm is on Saturday. We're 5 days out. And as you know, a lot is gonna change there. The European has also been giving us some snow from this system, but not a lot. The GFS has gone back and forth between a lot of snow, a little snow. I mean, I'm on the air yesterday, last night, in the 0Z GFS. Or was it the 18th? What time?
The 18Z was the bomb.
Oh, I mean, Kevin, I looked at this thing, and I, at the time, and you'll appreciate this, I had on Kuchera. I was just looking at the Kuchera, and the Kuchera is a look at what to expect snow-wise, and it bases it on temperature. So if you have really cold air, Kuchera is going to show more snowfall. If you have warmer air and there's some melting in there, it would show less snowfall. So I had it on Kuchera, and I went through the model. I forgot I had it on there. So the ratio was a little bit higher. And I'm looking at 40 inches on that 18Z run combined with this storm. So that next storm was giving us an 18Z 30 inches. That's not going to happen. So if you see that on Twitter, you see that on Facebook, I don't want my friends out there to worry that we're going to see that kind of a blizzard. But this one's got some potential, and we're really going to have to watch it as we make our way through the next couple of days. But I'm not expecting.
Tell everybody that it is more of the classic setup for a massive, massive storm, the one this weekend, although it could be sunny and 40 by the time we get to Saturday. But in terms of how it would develop, that's more of the classic way versus what we just saw and what we're going through.
Yeah, because you got this nice trough that's going to develop in the middle part of the country, and it's going to drop down into the south, and that allows it to pull up a lot of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. It'll start to pull moisture off the Atlantic, and we've got the cold air in place. So it's going to be frigid for the rest of this week. Like this snow will be here right on through the end of the weekend. So, if you can't get out today, like I said, I can't go sledding today. I could go tomorrow. I could probably go sledding Friday. I don't think schools will be back in until maybe Wednesday or Thursday, and there might be delays right on through the day on Friday. And then you get this system coming up from the south. The cold air is in place. It has a lot of moisture. The big question is, does it develop? Some of the models, the European, the UK Met, for example, take this thing and move it to the south.
Yeah.
They actually have a what's called a southern slider. It slides to our south, and we don't get much at all. But there's definitely a chance that it could come up the coast as well, and that's what we're going to be tracking.
And it looks like, right, for the foreseeable future, like the next 2 weeks, we're in a stretch of winter we haven't had. Mm-hmm. There's no sign down the road of any kind of warm-up, correct or not?
No. Yeah, we are locked and loaded. We really are. And what I mean by that is we've got a storm pattern that is going to allow for a lot of cold, and it's going to allow these storms to come our way. Now, again, will it be like today's storm that was almost a perfect setup for Saturday if this next storm comes up, or will it be an even bigger storm, a nor'easter that develops, or is it a slider that misses us completely and just keeps the cold air in here? But it's still, there's over the next 15 days, there's at least two, if not three other systems that could become storms for us. So this is going to be a period of time that we're going to be watching for a while. And I will say this, my winter forecast, I talked about if we got into a La Nina, then we would have less snowfall this season. I went 7 to 13 inches for my total snowfall. And this storm system right here is already at 7 inches. So we're already there. So if we get another 7 inches, then I under forecasted that, but not really, because I also said if we don't get into a La Nina, and as of right now, we're still in a neutral phase. I said if we stay more neutral with this, we could see upwards of 20 to 25 inches of snow. So that was the caveat here with my winter forecast. Was all about based on what La Nina was going to do, and I thought if we don't have a La Nina, we could see some pretty good snowfall totals, and so far, that's kind of what we're looking at.
All right. Well, let me ask you about the most important forecast, which is what do you think happens Sunday night in Tampa?
We went down there. I thought we played pretty well against them that first game, but we could have won. That's a game we could have beaten them. I think we should have won that game. But I'll tell you what. I mean, we've done a pretty good job of coming back and putting together some good offensive numbers. Now, that being said, our defense has not been doing well. You got Baker Mayfield down there, which has just been lighting it up. I mean, you saw Evans. I mean, what did he get? He got a $3 million bonus for, you know, over 1,000 yards this season.
Hall
I mean,
of that fame guy receiver.
He's incredible. You know, he's incredible. So what are we going to be able to do with them, with our secondary? Is our secondary going to be able to stop a guy like that and everybody else they've got going on down there? You know, this is going to be – I think these two teams are matched up pretty well. You know, I don't look at this like if we were to play Philadelphia, I would be like, okay, Philadelphia is a team that we have to have 100% our A game, or, you know, they have the potential to stop us. You know, just like if we were to play Detroit. I mean, Detroit is a power. You saw them last night. I mean, they're just a powerhouse. I mean, my goodness. So, you know, I fear them if we get past Tampa and if we have to play them in the NFC Championship game, which I would love to see. But once again, you know, we got to get through Tampa first. So if Jaden can have a great game, he's been missing some passes lately. It's been kind of interesting to watch. He missed a couple last week. He missed Terry yesterday at least three times that I saw. So I'd love to see that come back, and maybe that comes from the offensive line, a little bit more pressure coming his way. But we've seen glimpses of greatness. And as far as I'm concerned, this season is already a win. So the fact that, you know, we've gotten this many wins and the fact that we're going to the playoffs, this season is already a win. So no matter what happens, I'm going to be happy with the season. But of course, I want to.
But let's try to extend it. Let's try to extend it for the next few weeks. This is a winnable game.
Absolutely, it's definitely a winnable game. You know, if our defense comes in and we can pressure Baker and we can get him out of the pocket a little bit. I mean, Jaden's a much better out of the pocket guy than Baker Mayfield. Although Mayfield still is able to run, so we have to watch out for that too. But it's definitely a winnable game. If our defense comes to play and our offense has done what it's doing, I mean, you know, we're the highest scoring Commanders team. I almost said the Redskins. The highest scoring team since 1991.
On this show, you can.
You know, okay, good. I'm glad. You know, this is the highest scoring team since 1991. I mean, that's incredible. So we know we have a great offense. Now we just got to put it together on defense as well. So, by the way, I saw we were going down there, and they moved the game to NBC on 8 o'clock down there in Tampa.
Right.
And I got super excited, so I sent a note to my bosses. I said, "Hey, I'm ready. If you want to send me down there, I'm ready to go." So you know, I would love for them
you
to
can
send
just,
me
you
down.
Can do, you can do your forecast right after. The only issue with that is you might miss a massive storm if you go down too early.
So there's no chance I can leave and no chance I can go down there now, because now we might have this storm coming our way. So we'll be watching out for that for sure. But that would be amazing to go down there for a playoff game.
Last question. I mean, you just heard the analysis from Doug. Would you be better doing sports, or would I be better doing weather?
Ooh. Great question. Oh, I like that.
Think about it. You can answer it later in the week when we preview the big one on Saturday. No, we don't want to get people hyped up, because that thing could disappear. Get ready for another 1 to 3, you know, starting at around 4 or 5 o'clock. This storm's not over. You're the best. Nope. Thanks so much. I know you got to run. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, Doug Kammer, everybody, from Channel 4. You can see it kind of building back on the radar. We're going to get another 3 or 4 hours of some pretty good snow here from about, Doug says, starting at 5 until 8, 9 o'clock tonight. Pretty good storm for those of you that like it, but yeah, the models are showing a massive East Coaster for Saturday into Sunday. Playoff football, snow, can I interest you in that, Denton? That'd be a good weekend. Baltimore, though, could be impacted by that one on Saturday night. All right, when we come back, Ben Standig will jump on. We'll get back to football. Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, and the Team980.com.